This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. Let's chat some running today. My name is Brad Brown, and we joined once again by Steve Day. Steve, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. You come from a running background, but as you told us in our first chat, you did struggle with a lot of injuries, and that's sort of one of the things that drove you into the sport. It's so often the case. I mean, I chat to a lot of triathletes, and there's so many that are in that sort of position.
Yeah, I started when I was 9 years old, Brad. So, I've been running a long, long time. And even though I took some time off in my 20s, I even played rugby for a while. Ultimately, most people are going to get injured when they're running. Just that impact. You're going to get injured. So being able to, mix it up with biking and running was really beneficial for me. I had a number of recurring injuries, which always tended to be on the same side. For a while, I was literally seeing a physical therapist, every week. And then in about 2015, I changed my approach to running. I cut out all the really hard stuff. Again, I think I have a tendency to go hard. So I did a lot of more frequent running. Rather than the harder stuff with the typical really long run at the weekend. So now it's shorter runs, more frequent, and it just builds that economy and efficiency. And I think as a result of that, it's really helped me. I've not had any running injuries, for probably 2 years now.
Steve, I find it interesting you say that because in our chat about your swim and your bike, you mentioned about just going as hard as you can and flat out, and those are the sessions that you benefit. But you've almost taken a very different approach on the run. And yes, it was out of necessity, but it's quite interesting that it's, I don't want to say it's opposite to what you're doing in the water and on the bike, but it is a slightly different philosophy.
I think running is just, particularly for Ironman, running is just a different sport. Economy and efficiency is king. So you can run frequently, rather than do what a lot of people do, which is, they save their longest run till Sunday, which is after their longest ride. They throw some speed work in there. I just don't think you need it. As I said, I was a little arrogant, perhaps thinking, no one can teach me anything about running. But when I took on a new coach this year, that's exactly what we did. We ran 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. And a lot of zone two, just steady runs in there. We did build up to some tempo, but nothing quicker than that. And I think it just, as I say, just helps you be really economical, which is when you think about it, that your Ironman run is your, at best, your Sunday run pace, at best. You don't need to be going really quick. So if you can build that endurance and that strength, and that durability as well, and you get that from running frequently, and you don't need to go hard, in my opinion.
You've upped the frequency. Have you adjusted the volume? Are you running more volume or is it less volume? How does it tie in there?
The volume has probably stayed the same. It just kind of spread out more, I'd say. I still did some pretty decent volume. I mean, we had probably an 8 week block where I was doing at least 40, 45 mile a week. But I also tend to run my steady runs quicker than most people. So I think there's a school of thought. If you ever go on Slow Twitch, which is my kind of spiritual triathlon home, you have a lot of top coaches on there telling people to really, really slow down on their steady runs. For me personally, I don't like running that slow. So if I should be running, 7:30 miles when I still feel pretty comfortable at, 6:40s, I'm going to run 6:40s. But the deal with my coach is that as long as I'm within that kind of zone two, and as long as it doesn't impact my bike, in terms of, the ability to complete the session as set out, then it gives me a bit of leeway. So the volume, I'd say, is still relatively high. but no, you know, the old school of thought of, you know, you do your 15-mile run on a Sunday. We've never really done that, to be honest.
It's interesting. As far as your favorite workout, what do you love doing?
I still probably like the tempo work because it's still a little quicker. As I get into my Ironman build, often on a Sunday we'd do a one hour 20 run, and probably about 40 minutes of that 45 would be tempo pace. So I prefer going quicker rather than slower. So I'd say the weekend tempo runs.
Brilliant. Well, Steve, thank you so much for your time once again here today on the Kone Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to catching up next time out about your nutrition.
Cheers, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKoneEdge.com/running seminar.